And time to check sports. And the Yankees are going to rue the day, I think, that they didn't sign Aaron Judge to an extension before the start of the season. It has motivated him. And right now, a month into the season, he is just having his best season ever. And that best season ever,
a month into the
that best season ever that that I'm talking about, had a big addition to it last night at Yankee Stadium with the Yankees at the bottom of the ninth, trailing 5-3 to the Toronto Blue Jays. The big guy stepped up and
the 1-2.
So another one, and then finally hung one, and Michael lost the vocal cord.
Into the second deck. And he knew it when he hit it. The crowd knew it when he hit it. The Blue Jays knew it when he hit it. And he walks it off into the night as the Yankees beat the Blue Jays by a score of 6-5 in dramatic fashion.
And it was, I have to tell you, the pitcher made a big mistake. It was definitely a fat pitch that was up right in his zone. There couldn't have been a better pitch for Aaron Judge to hit. But that's what good hitters do. When pitchers make mistakes, boom. So the Yankees won that game after trailing at 1.3-0, 6-5 last night. That other team in New York, the Mets, They take no quarter. They came back, and they defeated the Nationals 4-2. In other games that affect our teams, the Red Sox beat the Braves 9-4. And let's see if Tampa Bay played. I don't see. Yeah, the Rays got bombed by the Angels 12-0. And it was a no-hitter in the Major League last night. Okay, for the Angels. So not only did the Rays lose, they got no hit. And once again, I can't stress this enough, New York baseball this year, the Yankees are 21-8, 4 games ahead of Tampa Bay, 5 ahead of Toronto, 8.5 against Baltimore, and 10.5 over Boston. And you go to the Mets, 21-10, 7 games ahead of Atlanta, 7.5 against Miami and Philadelphia, and 11 games ahead of Washington. It's a type of baseball season that we have not seen in New York in quite some time. All right. Maybe that win last night will get the Red Sox going, because it'd be nice to have the Red Sox also get back on board and have some meaningful games with the Yankees. But anyway, that's the way things stand in Major League Baseball. Let us go into sports scores. We'll go to the NBA now. And in yesterday's playoff action, the Heat downed the 76ers 120-85. Miami now leads that series 3-2. Phoenix over Dallas 110-80. Phoenix leads that series 3-2. All right. In the National Hockey League, yesterday Carolina over the Bruins 5-1. Carolina leads that series 3-2. Toronto over the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3. Toronto leads that series 3-2. St. Louis Blues 5, Minnesota Wild 2. And St. Louis leads that series 3-2. The Kings over the Edmonton Oilers 5-4, and LA leads that series 3-2 as well. Okay, what else do we have in sports? I think that's it. I don't think there's much else to talk about. That's it. Doesn't get any better than that. Not if you're a New York fan, anyway. Not if you're a New York fan, anyway. So there we go. There is a check on sports this morning on the Breakfast Club.